So this guy has a central retinal artery occlusion as evidenced by his loss of vision. And for the USMLE, what you need to know is this. If a patient has a stroke, a transient ischemic attack, okay, TIA, or a central retinal artery occlusion, you have to look at the vignette and say, does he have hypertension or does he not have hypertension? Now, in this guy, he has 140 on 90. That's hypertension. That's sufficient. You are going to think carotid artery atherosclerosis as the most likely etiology of that stroke, TIA, or retinal artery occlusion, okay? Hypertension causes carotid plaques. It's the biggest risk factor for carotid plaques. You're going to have that strong systolic impulse from the heart, pounding those carotid endothelial cells, leading to endothelial damage and atheroma development. So patient gets a stroke, TIA, retinal artery occlusion. You do carotid duplex ultrasound to diagnose, okay? This is very high yield, not just for step one, but all across step two, for family medicine, internal medicine, surgery, okay? Now, in contrast, if you get a vignette where you have a patient a bit older, let's say in the 70s and above, who has good blood pressure, maybe 110 on 70, 120 on 80, who gets a stroke, TIA, or retinal artery occlusion, you want to think atrial fibrillation as the etiology, okay? Atrial fibrillation leads to left atrial stasis, causing mural thrombus, and then that'll launch off to the brain and cause symptoms and signs for the patient. Now, if the latter is our vignette, okay, we're going to do an ECG first to look for the absent P waves, irregular rhythm. If the ECG is normal, and sometimes the vignette will say that, they'll tell you ECG, sinus rhythm, no abnormalities. You're like, oh, it's not atrial fibrillation, but it is. The next best step is going to be a Holter monitor, which is a 24-hour wearable ECG where it'll pick up paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, where the guy, let's say, could have dinner, and then he switches into AFib, and then after dinner, he clicks back out of AFib, okay? So if you diagnose the atrial fibrillation, the paroxysmal AFib via the Holter monitor, you're then going to do a transthoracic echo to visualize that mural thrombus, and that's how we diagnose, okay? So once again, hypertension equals carotid plaque equals carotid duplex ultrasound, or you're going to have good blood pressure equals atrial fibrillation equals ECG. If normal, do Holter monitor. If Holter monitor picks up the paroxysmal AFib, then do transthoracic echo. Okay. Now, something else I can mention in this vignette is the intermittent claudication, which is peripheral vascular disease, atherosclerosis. Manifests as pain in the buttocks and thighs, sometimes calves, with walking. Some patients get it so severe they can get the pain in the legs when moving across the room or even sometimes at rest. USMLE wants you to know that the first treatment is exercise therapy or walking program, okay? Don't give cilostazol instantly. Cilostazol is a vasodilator. It's a phosphodiesterase inhibitor, okay? It's a pharmacologic treatment for intermittent claudication, but don't jump on that as the answer. If you see exercise regimen or walking program, you're going to choose that over cilostazol. So I just mentioned that. I figure, you know, because the drug is listed in the vignette here. And then finally, sister has a history of DVT, sort of a distractor. I mean, there's no reason to think that this is an overt familial thrombotic disorder. The sister had recent surgery, okay? It's known that patients who are sedentary or immobilized in hospital following surgery are at risk of DVT. So that can help us cut out paradoxical embolus from the femoral vein as a distractor, which would require an atrial septal defect. I just mention that because students tend to jump on weird answers such as paradoxical emboli, very rarely correct on the USMLE. So I really want you to take home just hypertension equals carotid plaque equals duplex ultrasound. And in contrast, good blood pressure equals atrial fibrillation equals mural thrombus. And you're going to go an ECG, Holter monitor, then echo. That's it.